looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
The vaccination rollout is in crisis. This afternoon, the New South Wales government suspended the AstraZeneca vaccine for all age groups. It was essentially stopped so the legal paperwork that you signed before the jab could be updated. And its use has been restarted, so it's recommenced in the last hour or so. But nonetheless, it is a real worry. I said yesterday on the program I was very comfortable having the AstraZeneca jab, but only on the proviso our medical experts deemed it safe. Hours after my comments, the federal government and the Prime Minister called a snap media conference where it was announced under 50s shouldn't have the AstraZeneca vaccine. It's based on the rare cases that link the jab to blood clots. While I've questioned some of the aspects of the federal government's vaccine rollout, I think some of it's been shambolic, miscommunication with GPs, mixed messages with the states, the rollout's been pretty slow. But I reckon Scott Morrison nailed last night's announcement. It was decisive and a clear sign the PM and his government are putting safety and welfare top of the list. The risk remains very minimal, but nonetheless, Scott Morrison and our health experts are taking a no-risk approach, and I wholeheartedly support that stance. So you might be wondering, in light of the developments in the last 24 hours, have I changed my mind about having the AstraZeneca jab? The answer is absolutely no way. I'm 53, but I'm taking the advice of our health experts. I'm listening to those who deal in science, not scaremongering. Now, of course, if they say there are sudden dangers for my age group, then obviously that changes my thought process. But Darren Hinch, who I've worked with in radio over the years, was spot on last night. The respected broadcaster and journalist tweeted how delighted and relieved he was to receive his first AstraZeneca jab. He made the point he's a transplant recipient, and at his age, with his medical history, he's in a high-risk category. But the benefits far outweigh the risks. The experts say if you're over 50, it's full steam ahead with the AstraZeneca shot. We're in very safe hands with our medical authorities, and the PM clawed back a lot of credibility last night relating to the vaccine rollout with his decisive action and true leadership.